Chapter 16. The Weapon of the Khans. Words. Advised. Against. Alcohol. Attacked. Barrel. Be able to. Beat. Broke. Business. Closer. Conclude. Crazy. Create. Cried. Crush. Crushed. Daddy. Demanded. Destroyed. Direction. Do the trick. Drag. Dragged. Drank. Drunk. Drunken. Each. Elephant. Empty. Enjoy. Escape. Factory. Farm. Field. 50. Filled. Followed. Gas. Gate. Gaze. Hard. Heard. Huge. Idea. Injured. Inquired. Insisted. Con. Killed. Landed. Law. Leaped. Led. Liqueur. Loud. Lowered. Mad. Mass. Met. Ministry. On top of. Overturned. Pain. Pale. Parking lot. Pressed. Protested. Push. Rang. Reach. Reinforcement. Reinforcement team. Relative. Repeated. Returned. Roared. Roaring. Rose. Run. Screen. Shoot. Slight. Sun. Sped. Spilled. Stepped. Stick. Stroked. Team. Themselves. Toward. Traffic jam. Trouble. Trunk. Unbelievable. Understood. Until. Use. Weapon. Wheel. The Weapon of the Khans. On the way to the airport, Paul got into a traffic jam. His cab also stopped in the traffic jam. He looked around and saw, on the right, a long, high wall with a big gate. Above the gate, it said, Hal Hutt. "What's that on the right?" Paul asked. "That's the Hal Hutt prison," the cab driver said. "And that's an elephant farm." He pointed to the left. Paul looked where the driver had pointed. He saw huge elephants there. A few elephants were running across the field. They raised their trunks and roared. "There's something wrong with the elephants," the driver said. Paul's phone rang. "Yes," he answered. "Paul, this is Andrew. Can you talk?" Paul heard. "Yes, I'm in a taxi on my way to the airport," Paul replied to Andrew. "The guys from the head office have asked you to take care of the airplane that will be flying to North Africa. They need all the information that you have. If you can get on the plane, the Ministry of Defense will create a reinforcement team. Which idiots from our country are going to be there? Andrew asked. Two relatives, a dad and his son. Both are in trouble with the law. I'll try to get on the plane as the pilot. I'll call again as soon as I have more information, Paul said. Understood. Hang in there. North Africa? That's more serious right now than our local thieves and drunks, Andrew said. Okay, see you, Paul concluded. He suddenly saw that people were getting out of the stopped cars in front of him and running away. His taxi driver also jumped out of the car and ran away. Paul looked ahead and saw that the elephants were running from the left toward the road. Roaring, they ran up to the cars and overturned them with their trunks to clear the way. Then they ran across the road and ran right toward some truck. He got out quickly and saw that two huge elephants were running towards his taxi. One of them picked up a taxi with his trunk and overturned it. A man was riding the other elephant. Roaring, the elephant ran past Roast. A man shouted loudly and beat the elephant with a stick on the back. Paul looked at his face. For a moment, their eyes met. Unbelievable. The man on top of the elephant was Peter Ashour. The man with the tattoo, "Do not waste time," knows how to create problems for himself and others. Shouting, he led the elephant to the truck that stood to the right of the prison wall. The other elephants followed him. Paul smelled a strong smell of alcohol, which filled the air. The elephants ran up to the truck, raised their trunks, and lowered them into the truck. Paul ran up closer so that he could see better. Something had spilled around the truck. It was probably liqueur because the smell there was very strong. The elephants drank from the barrels on the truck. Other elephants, running up from behind, couldn't reach barrels because there was no more room. They started to beat and crush the elephants near the truck. A fight broke out. The smell of alcohol made the elephants crazy, and roaring, they beat and pushed each other. The elephants that already had a drink of liqueur could no longer control themselves. They beat and pushed everything in sight. All this crazy mass crushed and pushed the truck so hard that it pressed on the wall of the prison until it broke down with a loud noise. Paul saw a few prison cells. The people in them looked at the mad elephants with horror. Ashour leaped from the elephant, ran there, and cried, "Daddy, it's me, Peter! Jump over here!" At this moment, a huge elephant pushed another elephant, and it fell near Ashour. Ashour wanted to jump back, but he fell to the ground, and the elephant crushed his hand. Ashour cried out in pain. A man jumped down from his prison cell on the second floor and landed right between the elephants. For a second or two, he disappeared, and Paul thought that the elephants had killed him. But then he rose from the ground and ran to Ashour. "My son!" he shouted, grabbed Ashour, and dragged him away from the elephants. Other people began to jump from the prison cells to the ground. A few of them were immediately injured by the elephants, but many were able to escape. Paul ran up to Ashour and helped his father to drag him away. They dragged Ashour to one of the empty cars. They got inside. Paul sat behind the wheel and started the engine. Prison guards ran out from the prison gates. They began shooting at the people who ran out of prison and at the elephants. Paul stepped on the gas and the car sped off. He drove along the side of the road to the point where the traffic jam ended. He returned to the road and drove down the road at high speed. He looked at Ashour. His eyes were closed. The injured arm was pressed against the body. His old father stroked his head and repeated, "My son, my son." Ashour opened his eyes and looked around. Once again, he met Paul's gaze. 200,000 is not enough money to run between drunken elephants and fly a plane over North Africa, Paul protested. Give me half the money, he demanded. You're a good guy, Paul. That's why I will add another 50,000, so you'll get 250,000, Ashour offered. Paul looked at him. Peter Ashour's face was very pale. It was clear that he was in a lot of pain. 350,000, or we go straight to the police, Peter, Paul insisted. I enjoy doing business with you, Ashour agreed. I agree. we have to pick up the suitcases with the money from a parking lot. The plane leaves at 5 o'clock from the Airport Arena 1. We should be there at 4 o'clock. I'll give you directions, he said. Paul's phone rang in his pocket. Paul took it out, looked at the screen, and turned it off. By the way, who advised you to use the elephants? Paul inquired. Last year, the elephants attacked a liqueur factory, Ashur's dad said. The factory was near the prison. They drank a lot of liquor and destroyed everything in sight. That's why I suggested the idea of using drunken elephants to Peter. And it did the trick, didn't it? He smiled. Yes. Khan's weapon still works well against walls, Paul said and put the phone back in his pocket. New vocabulary review. Could you tell me, is it Thursday or Friday? I think it's Thursday. I'm not sure. Do you know what time it is? I will check my phone. Exactly 3 o'clock. Thank you. By the way, is it cold outside? It is snowing and windy outside, but I hope that it will be warm soon. What is the fine for ticketless travel on the bus? The fine for ticketless travel on the bus is $10. How many residents are there in this wooden two-story house? About 30 people live there. This is the only two-story house in this town. Why are these people fighting? This is a bus driver and a passenger. The driver wants to fine the passenger for ticketless travel. Why doesn't the stowaway pay the fine? Because he's greedy. Where is the police? There is no police in this small town. Mister, would you help me apply tanning lotion? Where? Here and here. With pleasure. Is this good? Yes, that's good. Only the lotion is very cold. Oh. Lady, why are you throwing pizza at me? Because it's my husband. Darling, come over here. What is this monument? This monument is for Lenin, the leader of the communist revolution in Russia. But there is no communism in Russia anymore. But this isn't Russia. This is Cuba. Why did you get angry, my dear? And why did you touch her? I just helped her apply suntanning lotion. But you applied ice cream instead of lotion. A lot of people were waving flags in the square. What kind of flags? The flags of the Communist or the Democratic Party. The flags of a football club. Darling, you won't be angry with me. What's wrong, dear? I have been smoking in the car. I'm not angry, dear. And I was fined by the police for lighting a campfire in the city. How much? $25. This is nonsense. Of course it's nonsense, dear. You wanted to buy a new car anyway. What is your native language? My native language is English. What is your hometown? My hometown is Carlsbad. Carlsbad in Germany? No, Carlsbad, USA. I'm afraid, dear. Why are you afraid, my dear? I'm afraid to think of how much food I eat every day. Let's bounce to the beat. Let's. Cool? Cool. Oh, the bed broke. Don't worry. This is my dad and mom's bed. Now let's go to my brother's bed. Who is speaking on the platform? This is the president's wife. Where's the president? He is also on the platform. He is standing next to his wife. Do you see that little guy? Will the president himself be speaking? Of course. If he can get to the microphone. When I drink this tea, I feel such energy on my tongue. That's because I poured Coca-Cola instead of water into the teapot by mistake. I'm sorry. Miss, give me a chance to get to know you. Okay, I'll give you only one chance. Just don't refuse it later, okay? Now, I'm not sure. Don't say no to love, my dear. Help!